morning. I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Wednesday morning. We start off first with some big news yesterday that was announced for local high school sports, specifically Elizabethtown High School. The high school has announced new attendance, or I should say admission policies for this upcoming fall sports season. Among those, the announcement that there will be no general admission for the fall sports season. Instead, they will have a voucher process for admitting fans into home athletic events. According to Athletic Director Glenn Spaulding, the voucher process is to ensure that the high school can control the amount of fans allowed to safely attend sporting events. Now, vouchers will be sent to home and visiting schools and given out by the athletic director or the head coach for each game. The voucher will allow the holder to advance to the admission gate and start the process for admission. No one will be allowed to move to the payment area without a voucher. Another thing, the only type of payment that will be accepted is either exact change or card payments, credit or debit card. Masks will be required at all times during events. Bleacher seats will be marked for purposes of social distancing, and they recommend that you bring a lawn chair if you wish to sit outside of the bleachers beyond the fenced area for football and soccer games. Social distancing will still be required there, and families must sit together. Moving over now to the NBA, what a game it was between the Denver Nuggets and the Utah Jazz. We knew it was going to be great. Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray have been playing great so far this series, and like I said yesterday, only one of them would move on, and that would be Jamal Murray. The Denver Nuggets move on, outlasting the Utah Jazz by a score of 80-78. The Jazz had a chance to win it at the end. Shot at the buzzer comes up just short, rimming out, it looked like. Now, Murray or Mitchell didn't have stellar games. Mitchell ends with 22 points, Murray with 17. The Nuggets now move on to the next round. And finally, on this day in sports history, back in 1965, Mr. Cub himself, Ernie Banks, hits his 400th MLB home run in Chicago's 5-3 win over St. Louis at Wrigley Field. And that does it for your sports update on this Wednesday morning.
For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.